Welcome to Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log in to our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and welcome back to another episode of Healing House Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about the equinox, spring equinox to some and vernal equinox to others, and the idea that an equinox, which occurs twice a year, is when the tilt of the Earth's axis is inclined neither away from nor towards the Earth. And the center of the sun is in the same plane or on the same level as the Earth's equator. And this is a universal cosmic planetary expression of balance. Now, this particular equinox, the spring equinox, is that moment when day and night, or the amount of daytime and nighttime hours, are equal, and it is moving into that place where it is predominantly more light than dark. So as we talk about the equinox, one of the interesting things, it's sort of an urban legend, but there's a lot of people who swear it's true, is that if on the equinox, you should be able to balance an egg on the end. And the idea behind it is that there's an alignment with the gravitational pull of the sun that from the center of the Earth would somehow make it easier to find that balance point inside of an egg. I haven't tried it, but I welcome you to give it a shot, even though we're sort of on the other side slope of the equinox. It actually hit at 1:14 a.m. yesterday, Eastern time. So for those of us here in California, it would have been Monday at 11:14 p.m. And a little historical note, that actually this is supposed to be the earliest arrival of spring since 1896. How they keep track of this stuff, I don't know. But, you know, that's the information that's out there. So, what is it about the equinox that affects us, or does it affect us? Now, there's a few things from a physical viewpoint that I'm going to go over. And the idea that increasing sunshine does one main thing, which it increases the amount of available vitamin D. Now, vitamin D is the only vitamin that the human body can manufacture on its own. Now, that being said, in order for us to produce the vitamin D, we need sunshine, sunlight. So the idea that, you know, with winter, I mean, granted, once again, in California, it's not quite as much of an issue, but generally, you're dealing with a lot less sunlight. And the vitamin D, the natural vitamin D productions, go down. Now, vitamin D is something you can find in your diet. Generally, it is found in fish oils, things like egg yolks, cheese, and beef liver. Beef liver is supposed to be one of the highest sources of it. So if you're following a strictly vegetarian diet or you don't get a lot of those in, vitamin D may be a little bit of an issue. And generally, let's talk a little bit about vitamin D. Now, it takes the production of it takes place in the skin, and it results from ultraviolet stimulus provided by the sun. Now, until recently, vitamin D was thought of as kind of a wingman for calcium, a little bit of a secondary nutrient that, you know, helped to build strong bones. But, you know, scientists are really beginning to discover, like, you know, the major importance of vitamin D, because there's a lot of stuff that, you know, is related to it that, you know, they're just finding out, and you know, not too long ago. It's essential for strong bones because it helps the body use calcium from the diet. So you can be eating as much calcium as you could possibly take in, but if your vitamin D levels aren't high enough, you're not going to be able to have that calcium available to you. One of the big vitamin D deficiency conditions was rickets, which was, it was a disease where the bone tissue doesn't properly harden enough, and it would lead to soft bones and deformities and things like that. Well, now they're finding that there's a bunch of other health, you know, conditions that vitamin D is really big for. You know, it has a big part in cell repair, insulin production, regulating the immune system. And it is really important to be able to have access to that. Having a low vitamin D has been connected with depression, heart disease, pregnancy problems, birth defects, skin cancer, other forms of cancer, multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, I mean, and even things as mild as muscle cramping, you know, because one of the things that can trigger cramping of muscles, you know, that good old Charlie horse that can kick in the middle of the night, well, one of the things that can affect it is the amount of calcium in your system. If your calcium is low, then you're more prone to have that muscle cramping. Now, if you don't have enough vitamin D, even if you may be taking a lot of calcium in, that calcium is not what's called bioavailable, which means that your body cannot break down and use it. And that means that, you know, you're going to have these conditions that come up. So when we talk about, you know, the importance of vitamin D and its relationship to the amount of sun we get. Now, that does not mean that, you know, everybody should run out and, you know, throw their sunscreen out the window and just go out and, you know, burn yourself silly. No, because, you know, that type of practice can lead to a whole other series of problems. And 15 to 20 minutes without sunscreen, you know, out in the sun, I mean, you know, not the baking sun, but, you know, just out in the sunlight, can be something that would be really, really good, and it's a really good practice. And as we think about, you know, the relationship, like, you know, when I mentioned vitamin D deficiency and, say, depression, the idea that most people spend most of the winter indoors, they're not getting enough UV lighting, which is where I really think that, you know, investing in a full spectrum light, if you have a tendency towards what's called seasonal affective disorder, otherwise known as SAD, which is, you know, I always thought it's like, wow, you would be sad if you have SAD. But what that means is that you're not getting enough light. You're not getting enough of that full-spectrum UV light that will allow your body to produce that vitamin D that allows you to be able to manage, you know, mood a little bit better. So it is often really important to make sure that you're getting out there. And for the most part, a lot of people end up working under fluorescent lighting, and you pretty much are spending most of your day, you know, a lot of people don't even get out for lunch. You know, sometimes the job demands that you're indoors, not everybody has a window. And what it can do is it can really create that heaviness inside you. And, you know, when that kicks in, when that kind of heavy sort of overbearing feeling, you know, it can really lead to a lot of very hard energy within yourself. It's really tough to be up and enthusiastic. Now, I know a lot of people who are thrilled with overcast weather, who love it and who, you know, like those, you know, overcast stormy days. And, hey, so, you know, different people function different ways. Each of us has our different relationship with the seasons. Each of us has our different relationships with energetics around us. So mainly what I'm talking about with the idea of the vitamin D is that what you're doing is you're making sure that your body can work optimally based on having the proper tools. So 15, 20 minutes each day, you know, just, you know, with as much skin as exposed as possible. And for those of you who are about my age, you'll remember this old song called The Streak. But, you know, no necessity to go that far. But just getting outside, being able to get enough of it in, you know, each day a little bit, so that the vitamin D will produce naturally in your system. And it's interesting that the Harvard School of Public Health and a lot of other experts are urging the government. Right now, the recommended daily amount of vitamin D is 200 IU, which is international unit. And international unit basically is a measurement that's based on like biological function. You know, pretty much whatever an element does, they measure it in relationship to other elements that do roughly the same thing. So you can look up IU if you want. But the idea that it's recommended currently 200 IU for an adult, and the idea is that there should be at least 1,000 IU or more recommended of vitamin D. And it may be that, you know, this could be a very, very big shift in viewing, you know, some of these vitamins and minerals, and really how much they do affect our system, how much they do affect our ways of functioning, how much they do even affecting our moods and how we feel. So what I would suggest is that everyone just go out, and if it's sunny, spend a little time out there, you know, 15, 20 minutes, enjoy it. Here in California, we'll probably, you know, at least in, you know, up in the San Francisco Bay Area, we've got another next couple of days are supposed to be kind of overcast and rainy. But whenever you can get out there, you know, get out there. Because also one of the things that can affect the ability of the sunlight to get to you is pollution. And, you know, for people who live in, you know, the big cities and there's a lot of congestion and, you know, the air quality is not as great as it could be. So making sure that, you know, if you live in one of these areas, make sure you get out away from the city and, you know, just out in the country and be able to enjoy yourself and take a good deep breath and, you know, relax. So other aspects of the equinox is that the idea is that it is a time of renewal. It is a time of getting rid of the old stuff. Back when I was little, they always talked about spring cleaning. And spring cleaning was something that, you know, most people in my generation remember that their parents were pretty obsessive about, especially their moms. And the idea behind it was to take everything out and air it out. And, you know, just really do a top-to-bottom cleaning and clearing out of things, getting all the old dust out, opening all the windows. And in my family, as, you know, it was in some others back in the old days, spring cleaning was also considered a time that my mother brought out the bottle of cod liver oil. And for those of you who have never experienced that, that is a whole level of special. And the idea is that it was considered to be a cleansing solution that you would take, and it helped clean your system out. Now, interestingly enough, cod liver oil, which is heavy in vitamin D, so they really knew what they were talking about. And even though, oh dear Lord, it is not pleasant to taste, it was tremendously healthy. So, you know, send out blessings to my mom, because, you know, she definitely knew what was right, and she definitely knew what was, you know, what we needed. And all those other moms who had to deal with their kids fighting them over the cod liver oil, you were right. So the idea is, on an energetic level, on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, the idea of, you know what, if there's something that is not working, there is something that hasn't been working, it's time to clear it out. It's time to take a look at those lists of things that you've had tabled and pending, and really make a decision on what it is that you're looking at, what it is that these things give to you, what do they take away from you. And if these factors in your life are not things that serve you, clear them out. This is a great time of year for people, especially right after the holidays, because, you know, a lot of people got a lot of stuff, which means that they didn't need all of the stuff that they got or that they had before Christmas. So one of the things is clearing out, you know, find those clothes that, you know, you really don't need and donate them, you know, donate them to a shelter, donate them to, you know, Goodwill or Savers or Salvation Army or whoever, you know, you feel you want to. But, you know, get rid of those things. You know, look at what it is that can be brought out and made new. Passing on things. And also, that's a big part of the abundance piece. You know, when people talk about abundance, the idea that abundance moves like a river. I mean, you can have call in all the abundance you want, but if you set up a dam right there, it doesn't move forward. So it stops coming in because there's no place for it to go. The idea of making room, making space, bringing out those things that maybe somebody else could use. You haven't used them in a long time. Do you really, really need it? Taking a look at those things in your life that really, really don't serve you. Looking at habits, you know, lifestyle choices, whatever those things are that you have going on in your life that, you know, you kind of scratch your head sometimes and go, you know what, maybe that doesn't serve me very well. And this is a great time to take inventory of those things and say, you know what, we're going to take action. Because, you know, spring is about taking action. Spring is about that, you know, things coming into bloom. You know, spring is about planting those new seeds and, you know, watching everything move forward. You cannot move forward if you're constantly chained to the stuff that's behind you. And that applies to items that you don't really need, or it can also apply to emotional relationships that you really don't need or that do not serve you. Sometimes it is just time to move on. Sometimes it is just time to let go. And as the equinox comes in, and really that strong sense of the increase in the light, the increase in the times of productivity, the idea that you have a chance to get more done and to clear stuff out. Now, the idea of getting more stuff done can actually be overwhelming for a lot of folks. You know, it's almost like, you know, more light is cast on those things that are upsetting them, which is natural and understandable. And the important thing is that you move forward through that. Yes, you have that issue. And guess what? It's going to, you know, you want to move forward. You want to keep going. You want to say, yes, that is lousy. I don't like it. And this is what I'm going to do about it. Pick, even if it's just one thing in your life or one item in your life, that you can honestly say, you know what, I can do without this. And it really either does not serve me or doesn't serve me anymore and could serve someone else more. So move forward with that. You know, all those things you've been sitting on the fence about, either take an action on it or say, you know what, that goes off the list. Maybe it's something I'll address later on. Maybe it's something I'll address next year. Maybe at the next equinox I'll think about it. But this is the time to take action. This is the time, and it is a part of that moving out into the sun, being out in the sunlight, letting that vitamin D, you know, develop and build up in our systems, you know, the strengthening of the system that is involved in being able to have a healthier way of being. And you cannot be healthy if you're stuck behind walls, either physically or emotionally, and cannot let that new, fresh energy come in. And whether that energy is just being able to get outside and take a walk for 15 to 20 minutes, just taking a walk and letting that, feeling that sunlight come in. And if you are somewhere or, you know, are in a situation where you can't get outside a lot, look into getting a full spectrum light. I mean, you know, they have them. They're, you can go online, compare prices, because there are some that are really pricey and some that are not so expensive. And if you have indoor plants, they're great for the indoor plants. And like our friend the plant, we need sunlight. Whether it's a lot or a little, we need some. And it's really, really important. And I really encourage everybody to take a look. If you're not feeling balanced, if you're feeling kind of mooky, if you're not, you know, feeling as happy as you would like to feel, don't just stay in it. You know, I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the exact same thing and expecting a different result. It's important to get out there, you know, because, I mean, I'm right there with you. Sometimes stuff can come into our lives, and it's like, you know, on the old Bugs Bunny cartoon where you're suddenly walking along and the Acme giant weight just drops on you. And sometimes we can get stuff dropped on us. And when that happens, we've got choices. That's the time when, and especially if you're in a high-stress situation, you need to be more concerned with your health than, you know, than most other people. If you're dealing with a lot of stresses, if you're dealing with a lot of things that make you not want to go outside, you know, one of the key things about depression is that the person becomes, you know, insular. They want to stay inside. They don't want to go out. They don't want to interact. And they don't want to get out in the sunlight, which is really what they need to do. You need to get out there and breathe. Let the sunlight hit you. Take in air. You know, sometimes just by taking good, nice, deep breaths, it can help us reach a little bit of that balance point. You know, and if you need help, ask for it. Reach out for it. You're not alone. You are not, you know, just this one person there with no one else to reach out to. Reach out and get out in the sunlight, because no matter how big or scary something may seem when it's in the shadows, you cast light on it, you see it for what it really is. And that's what, you know, the whole concept behind the equinox is the idea that we're moving into that place of greater light. And while the dark and the shadow has its place, you know, it's because otherwise it would be daytime all the time, and, you know, that can make you a little bit crazy too. Anything in an excess is not necessarily good. You want to have moderation. You want to be able to find balance. And, I mean, you know, what greater example of balance achieved than an equinox? And it teaches us so much. It teaches us that idea that we can really hold that place of balance, that we can find that balance point within our bodies. Identify where you don't feel balanced. Identify where you feel off and see what action you can take to be able to move yourself forward. Because, see, it's about action. It's about, you know, you can think about it, you can meditate on it, you can manifest, you can do all that stuff. And ultimately, if you do not take action, that's right where it stays. There needs to be movement. There needs to be motion. And as you move through and you tip that balance in the direction that you want it to go into, because by your actions, you can, you know, tip that balance either way. You know, there are people who are really, really good at self-sabotage. Or we, you know, make our bestest friend, that individual, who will help us sabotage ourselves. So it's important that in order to find that balance within ourselves, that balance within, you know, our own space, you know, the word safe, it is the state after finding equilibrium. It is that state after we find that balance point. And when we're in that way, when we're in that state, things are not overwhelming. You know, if it tips a little bit, that's okay, because I can find my balance point again. So figuring out where is your balance point. Find out what it is that you need to do. You know, maybe you need to go talk to a nutritionist and, you know, say, hey, you know, I don't know, my vitamin D levels may be low. What can I do? These are my eating habits. You know, just, you know, get out and walk in the sun and let that natural process be a part of you becoming a more balanced you. So get out there, get in the sun, enjoy yourselves, breathe, and take action. Figure out those things. Even if it's one thing, think of one thing that you can be able to either let go of or change or take action on. And what will happen is you'll create a momentum. Because once you do it with one thing and they'll go, you know what, that kind of felt good. That was very cool. And then you can start taking more and more actions. And especially if it's something that helps others. Spring cleaning. Take that on. You know, even if it's one room a day, even if it's one room in a weekend or one room a month, take that time to go through and get all the cobwebs out. Get all of the, you know, get all the windows open. Let the air come in. Let the light come in. And you'd probably be really, really surprised at how much better you feel in that new cleared out space. So for upcoming events, tonight I'll be doing my Druidry class that I do on the second and fourth Thursdays. For those of you, all of this is for those of you in the Bay Area. For those of you who are not in the Bay Area, get in touch with me. You know, I love to travel, and I can come out to where you are. On this Sunday, March 25th, I will be doing a lecture and book signing at the Martin Luther King Jr. Library on the San Jose State Campus. It's room 255 and 257 from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. So I'll be doing a book signing. Books will be available to purchase for $10. And if you come up and say that you are a Healing House Radio listener, you get your book for free. And this is a free event. I will be doing next week, I will be talking about back health. So I'm going to get kind of back into, you know, a lot of the chiropractic end. So, and we're going to talk about back pain and how you can manage it and alleviate it. On April 18th, I will be doing another lecture and book signing at the Mountain View Library, and this will be at 7 p.m., and if you want information about the book or anything that is related to books and events, you can go to www.frequenciesthebook.com. You can also find out about what I do on a professional level as a chiropractor and, you know, energetic healing practitioner. You can go to my website, which is www.the-healing-house.com. And another great resource is, for those of you who know about meetup.com, which is a bunch of people can get together and form a group and, you know, that where everybody's got a similar interest and actually go and have fun together. So we have a meetup. Norbert Granato, my instructor, he's spoken on the show a few times. He has a meetup called Divine Events. So if you go to meetup.com and log into Divine Events, you will see events that I'm doing. You'll see events that he's doing. And we've just got a whole bunch of really cool stuff. So, again, for those of you in the Bay Area, or who are just outside the Bay Area and don't mind taking a drive, we have a lot of events. We have drumming circles that come up, and, you know, we do those on the first, third, and fifth Tuesdays. We've got a lot of really cool stuff coming up. So get on one of those sites, and otherwise, you can just get a hold of me at 408-372-2840. So blessings to everyone. I hope you have a wonderful balanced equinox. And, you know, try that thing about balancing an egg on the end. And if you can do it, either shoot me an email or call in next week and tell me that you were able to balance an egg. Also, I invite you to call in and tell me what it was that you decided to take action on. This is Dr. Eileen Augustine at Healing House Radio, and I hope you all have a wonderful, blessed, balanced week. Take care. Bye-bye.